So I've just sat down again back in the green room with the purple chairs, which I might not leave because it's that comfortable. I'm sitting with Andrew Gerrard, and we're sitting in the back room from where all the coffee and everything else is. I just wanted to get a quick interview, really, and find out what he does in social media at this neck of the country, because I live on the opposite end of the country. And Andrew, good morning.
Hi, Phil.
So tell me a little bit about what clients you work with currently and why you got into social media. I presume you did something before.
Well, I did. I come from a technology background, and I went through the usual IT industry route. But around about the mid-90s, I kind of caught the online community's bug and actually joined CompuServe, set up their online advertising and marketing services for their communities. In the mid-90s.
I was going to say, it's a long time back.
Well, that does go back a little ways. Yes, the hair is going grey. I worked with various large IT organisations in my time. But I've been a social and digital media consultant now for a number of years. And in 2005, I actually launched a social network aimed at young adults, teenagers and young adults. Called Lunarstorm. Doesn't exist anymore here in the UK, unfortunately. So I've been working with social networks as such, and social media as we now
term it.
For a fair old while. And essentially what I do is I help businesses and organisations try to understand what social media can do for them. Try to figure out what those customers and users are talking about and how to take advantage of it. My angle is slightly different to many people in that I see social media as a tool and a channel to be integrated into what businesses are trying to achieve from a business objectives sense, rather than, oh, let's do social media. Oh, let's get a Twitter account. Let's get a Facebook page.
And before we start the interview, you were saying that fluffy world of social media, which I totally understand where you're coming from. So you're more of the ROI, the return on investment.
ROI is certainly one of the things that I like to discuss with clients and to try and figure out exactly if they're going to be spending money in developing any kind of social media activity, then usually it's the financial director or the MD or whoever it is that is the business owner needs to have some kind of perspective on what the return on that investment is actually going to be. Mm. What are they going to get out of it? Are they going to sell more widgets? Are they going to drive down the cost of their customer service? I mean, that's an obvious one for many people in using social media tools and channels. And really, it's trying to help them understand and develop activity through social media and channels that is going to allow them to communicate what they do, how they do it, and how it's going to benefit both them and their customers, users, audiences, in whatever way, shape or form.
Do you find some businesses have a very difficult transition into social media?
Some businesses do. Many don't. I think a lot of people, a lot of businesses are actually now starting to look at social media, or have been looking at social media as a key way in which they can actually reach audiences figure out what their customers are actually talking about and what they want from the vendor or from the supplier. But still, for many, there is a barrier. It's almost like a mental challenge for many people, individuals, really, because that's what it comes down to, essentially. A mental barrier in understanding what social media can actually do for them as a business. And because they don't really understand it, they may well be sticking their heads in the sand. There are some classic cases at the moment. I don't know if I can mention one brand in particular. Is suffering from this syndrome at the moment, and that is Costa Coffee, where their Twitter account has been pretty much dormant for about 2 years, and the editor of Business Zone magazine wrote a blog post about how they weren't actually getting involved in the conversation or addressing the issues that their customers were voicing through public forums and social networks. And consequently, of course, they're going to suffer from a brand point of view and ultimately from a sales point of view. And they're not the only ones. I mean, certainly social media and social network fails there are lots of them. And we've all got our own favourite examples. That's just one of mine that's current. And I'm sure we're going to see many more. On the other hand, of course, I mean, what we're doing here at Social Media and Business, I hope, is learning about some of the successes and some of the case studies and the stories that people are developing that show the success you can get from social media. And that's really what I like to talk to companies and clients about, how they can be successful using it.
Andrew, that's great. Thank you very much. You're Andrew Gerard on Twitter. And I've got your card as well. I'll also put it on the audio booth. Thank you very much for your time.
Phil, thank you very much. Cheers.